Aristotle's will begins with the immortal words, "All will be well," but in case anything should happen. It goes on to outline instructions for the care of his children and the granting of freedom to his slaves. He then informs his executor that if Harpalus wishes to marry again, she should be given to someone not unworthy. The author of this document comes through as an essentially prosaic, decent man, his character utterly unwarped by being the vehicle of supreme genius. He ends his will by requesting that part of the money he leaves be used to erect life-sized statues of Zeus and Athena in Stagira. I detected no signs of these statues when I finally arrived at the scattered, rain-swept stones of ancient Stagira during the tail end of a thunderstorm on that unfortunate afternoon several years ago in Greece. As I blundered about over the godforsaken hillside, I found myself reminded of Aristotle's insight into the nature of comedy. According to him, the ludicrous was merely a form of painless ugliness. Numb with cold, and not a pretty sight, I realized there was still some mileage left in Aristotle's thought, at least where the ludicrous was concerned. Aristotle's originality remains unparalleled in the history of philosophy. Despite this, he suffered from the oldest philosophical delusion of them all, one that remains with us to this day. According to Cicero, Aristotle criticized the philosophers who preceded him for thinking that their intellectual effort had been sufficient to complete philosophy once and for all. He was convinced they must have been either very stupid or very conceited to think such a thing. However, as philosophy had made such great strides in just a few years, he was confident that it would soon be brought to a successful conclusion.
This book is continued on Disc 2.